The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and today's closing day features Nick Goucher from episode 140. And in this clip, Nick is going to talk about one of the cool programs that people use in order to get started in real estate. There are so many different programs out there. You got your FHA, you got your VA loans, you got all kinds of stuff, but Nick is going to unpack the math behind one of the dopest programs to help people get started with real estate, purchasing their home, and it's a really, really good one. So without any further ado, Nick Goucher, episode 140, the Black Real Estate Dialogue closing day feature. Let's get into it.
Something else that I've heard, which I think is completely misguided, people are saying, well, programs like these, that's how people end up upside down or with no equity and stuff like that. But if you think about it, there's all these other programs. You have FHA, which you could do as low as 3.5% down. You have a number of 0% down or other lower down payment programs. And you just mentioned that y'all are doing the 1% down payment, but also there's a 2% grant. So can you talk a bit more about that
and
also 100%. The equity piece?
Yeah, for sure. That was a lot that was really important to take. I want to come into that too, how that works. So more context. This program is going to just start in the next 2 weeks, right? Which means that we've helped 3,000 families not using that program.
Yeah.
We have 100 loan programs.
Wow.
Right? So, I mean, we have done deals for actresses and celebrities buying properties for $5 million. Mm-hmm. We've helped the attorneys, the doctors, and the first-time home buyer single mom. So it's a full service mortgage company, number one. Number two, according to the National Housing Coalition, there are 2,500 down payment assistance programs. See, what happens is federal government allocates dollars and they give it to the states, who then give it to municipalities who create these programs. So every city has a version of these programs. Mm-hmm. And so it's been around for 30 years.
Right.
Number one. And so ultimately to that point, whoever you mentioned talks about it, this is how these programs help you go upside down. I think whoever says that, they have a misunderstanding of real estate by itself. Real estate is a lone man's game to build wealth, or a lone person's game to build wealth. Real estate is an asset that you hold on to 5 or 7, 10 years to really see the equity materialize. If you think you can buy a property for 1% and then flip it in 6 months, this is not that kind of market, not that kind of deal. And so I think whoever says that should read their history about how equity appreciates within history. But to the program, so let me do this a different kind of way. So this loan program is a traditional loan program. The difference is we're helping out.
Right.
And so, for example, if you were to buy a property today with, let's say, Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, you could buy Home Ready. It's a Home Ready product they offer through conventional financing, Fannie Mae. Freddie Mac offers a possible called Home Possible, right? So if you qualify for that program, it's a 3% down payment. It's really that kind of product.
Right.
The difference is that we're given 2% of the 3%. And so ideally, I would tell you, our objective is not for that borrower who has only 1% to buy that property.
Right.
We are very much so about building wealth that you can sustain over time.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that end, we educate, we advise, and we guide our clients. So I tell the client, look, even if you had that 3%, this program works. leave that $10,000 that you have in the bank.
Right.
Because once you go from renting to owning, that roof issue, that plumbing leak is yours. You're the landlord of that property.
Right.
And so we help our clients get educated on what is the cost of maintaining the asset, not just getting into it. That's the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so we're proud to say, man, that in our time, we've helped almost 3,000 families, zero foreclosures.
Wow. Say it again.
Yeah, I'm going to say it to the people in the back.
You need to say it again.
3,000 families, zero foreclosures. We've created over $100 million of wealth to our community. This happened before this program even existed. We've been doing the work. And so ultimately for us, it's really about how do we help our people strategize mm-hmm. on how to acquire an asset and be able to maintain that asset. And so you can have it long enough to build the wealth.
Definitely. Definitely. So I like the piece about advising them, and I'm glad you explained it fully, because it seems like some people are under the impression that it's 2007, 2008. And if you have a pulse, hey, like people's mind goes back to that, but you just explain how it works. That's not what it is. Like, it's not to your benefit. It's not to anybody's benefit to approve somebody for a mortgage that they literally can't pay. Everybody loses in that situation. I think it's important for people to understand that.
Man, that's such a great point. See, most people's experiences tend to be lived experiences.
Right, right.
And so all people have as their own experiences 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So I understand the thought process. A lot of the time, I spend a lot of my time talking to people about historical context,
mm-hmm.
okay, of this. 2007-08 was truly the only time that an economy crashed because of real estate and the housing market, which was really created by toxic loan programs
right.
that essentially had no oversight. And there's a concept on this in 99, they ended up passing a bill called the Glass-Steagall Act,
mm-hmm.
which basically allowed banks to provide capital without any oversight, which is why they basically pushed the need for more mortgages. Their thought was in 07, people always pay their mortgages. Look at the last 100 years. Get people into a loan and they'll figure out to pay their mortgage. That was the concept by wow. bankers and institutions, which is why the entire economy betted on you and I paying that payment, because the default rate over 100 years historically has been like 2%.
Yeah.
So like out of 100 people, only 2% aren't going to make it. Give them more loans. Yeah. They'll figure it out.
Yeah,
that's lack of oversight. That's lack of responsibility. This is not that market. As a matter of fact, give you some context. In the crash of 08, nearly one in two homes were like an adjustable mortgage.
Can you explain what that is?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Which means that usually if you come to me as a lender,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you this home loan. And this is your payment for the first year.
Yeah.
Right? And that payment might be $1,000 a month for easy math. But the fine print says, well, after 1 year, it's gonna go to 2,000, and then in year three, 3,000.
Wow.
The payment increases. But don't matter, houses are keep going up. You can refinance in 1 year and you can get out that loan. That was the selling point. So no matter what you made in income, get into it and you can refinance out of it in after year one. That is a adjustable rate mortgage. So you had almost one in two of those loans wow. in the marketplace.
Wow.
Right. So imagine what happens when you can't refinance in 18 months. That is the crash by definition. Today's marketplace, 95% of the mortgages in the marketplace today are 30-year fixed loans.
Yeah.
And 80% of those notes are under 3.5%.
Yeah.
Which means that the 80%. Rates. Yeah. Which wow. means that the market might be now 7% on mortgages today. But the current homeowner's average mortgage, the average rate today is 3.5% for the mortgage holder.
Mm.
That's why nobody's refinancing right now. Why to refinance when I got a 3.5% interest rate?
Right.
Which means that affordability is not only that, but also the loan to value right now, which is how much equity you have in the property. If you look at all Americans, the loan to value is under 35%, which means that the average American has almost 60% of equity in their property.
Wow.
So for every 100,000, they got 60,000 in equity, 40 in debt, which means that the mortgage banks and lenders are incentivized
mm-hmm.
to make sure if you happen to miss, if you can't make a payment, you go into a forbearance plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'll give you 3 months to figure it out. And after 3 months, they'll put that how much you owe on the back of the loan because there's so much equity in the property. This is not 07.
Yeah. Definitely. Hey.
Hey, you're all welcome.
So how does somebody qualify for this program? Like, what are the qualifications for it?
Yeah. So, relatively simple for most lending guidelines. Like, it's not a new product, really. It's just we're giving 2% of the 1%. That's really the difference. And so how does somebody qualify for a home loan? Usually, for these programs, a few things you have to know. One, the credit score has to be at least 620 or above. So FICO score, credit score, 620 or above, number one. Number two, job stability. You want to be on the job. If you're self-employed, at least 2 years, filing tax return, self-employed, or be on your job full-time for 2 years is a general rule of thumb. So job stability. Number three is your debt-to-income ratio. So usually this program, like any other conventional program, has a 50% max debt, which means that if you make, for easy math, $10,000 a month gross before taxes, your mortgage payment or your housing costs, so mortgage, property taxes, home insurance, PMI, private mortgage insurance, your student loan monthly payment, your credit card payments, any of your monthly bills, your monthly debt shows up on your credit report, cannot exceed 50% of your gross pay.
Got it.
So somebody who makes 10 grand a month cannot have more than $5,000 in monthly obligations.
Got it.
That's debt to income ratio.
Got it.
Only thing over and above that is in the last 3 years, no short sales, no bankruptcies. That's really the mortgage lending process by and large. And then obviously having your 1% to qualify with that property. So if you buy a property for, let's say, $500,000, you'll need 1%, so $5,000 for the down payment, and you still need to pay your normal closing cost.
Got it.
So today in this marketplace, closing costs across the country is about 1.5-2% of your purchase price. So for easy math, if you buy a property for $500,000, let's say, so you got $1,000 on the down payment, so I mean 1%, so you got $5,000 there, and then 2% in closing costs, so you need about $15,000.
Got it.
To buy that property for $500,000 with these other factors I mentioned to you just now.
Got it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.